When your determination changes, everything will begin to move in the direction you desire. The moment you resolve to be victorious, every nerve and fiber in your being will immediately orient itself toward your success. On the other hand, if you think this is never going to work out, then at that instant, every cell in your being will be deflated and give up the fight. Then everything really will move in the direction of failure. This is the Resilience Podcast 622, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Friday, August 25th. Success isn't about never failing. It's about knowing that when we do inevitably fail and get knocked down and bloodied, it's all about knowing you have the mojo to get back up. That treasure is more valuable than any business idea or plan. It is the key to ultimate victory in every aspect of our lives. And making a vow that we will get up every time we're knocked down and that we will work harder than ever to master ourselves and make the most of our obstacles is the essence of the second principle to crafting an undefeatable mind. So many times, so many of us are focused on being perfect. Be present, not perfect, because perfection is the enemy of production. And if you're going to be getting things done at a high level and you're competing at the highest level, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to have to adapt and adjust. You're going to have to bob and weave. Look, it's not going to be positive all the time. But you do need to be productive all the time. And productive all the time does not mean you're always getting your results. It means you're always learning. And you're getting closer to being the person, the athlete, competitor, coach, entrepreneur that you want to be. We talk a lot about closing that capability gap. That gap from where you are to where you want to be. And part of that is realizing that it's about progress, not perfection. It's about being present, not perfection. If you read that speech from Gary Gaines, one of the great high school football coaches and one of the features in that movie, Friday Night Lights, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends. Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. Can you live in that moment? Of course you can. And that moment is now.